time for the Daily Dust, and it's brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance.
Anybody here?
Gossip.
Celebrity.
Gossip. Hollywood.
Gossip.
It's that time to dish again.
Celebrity gossip is coming up next.
Mm-hmm, I know that's right.
Okay, so we're going to start with mayhem and sadness because there's a few things that have to do with death, and I don't love that, but five individuals, including Matthew Perry's personal assistant and two doctors, have been arrested in connection with his death. Here's U.S. Attorney Martin Estrada on the investigation.
That investigation has revealed a broad underground criminal network responsible for distributing large quantities of ketamine to Mr. Perry and others. This network included a live-in assistant, various go-betweens, two medical doctors, and a major source of drug supply known as, quote, the ketamine queen. We charged five defendants in this matter.
They had text messages between two of the doctors talking about milking Matthew Perry for money. He died of ketamine in his system back in October of 2023. Rob Lowe thinks, the other deaths that have happened this week. Singer Greg Kinn lost his battle with Alzheimer's.
We had broken up a good just an hour before.
Yeah, those are two of his biggest songs, the breakup song and Jeopardy. He was 75. And he was a huge fan of radio. I talked with our own Glenn Berry yesterday, and he said that B104 back in the day carried a radio show from Greg Kinn on Saturdays. Former Great White singer Jack Russell has passed away. He was 63 and suffered from Lewy body dementia, the same thing that Robin Williams was diagnosed with. Peter Marshall, the original host of the game show Hollywood Squares, has also passed away.
Wally Cox.
True or false? Some rhinoceros were no bigger than a chicken.
Some rhinoceros?
Dinoceros. Dinosaurs.
Peter Marshall. See, even the big ones make mistakes. He was 98, but a very funny guy. Okay, back to the normal gossip. I'm so sorry. Rob Lowe thinks the term Brat Pack was created to be belittling and hurt the actor's credibility, but fans liked it. I liked it. The teaser for Ryan Murphy's new FX series Grotesquerie has arrived.
Something is happening around us.
Yeah, that's Niecy Nash, and it also stars Courtney B. Vance, Travis Kelce? I know, right? The show follows Detective Lois Tryon as she investigates a series of disturbing crimes. It premieres Wednesday, September 25th on FX. On Tuesday, a limited edition Green Day Keurig machine will be made available. It costs $160 and comes with some of the band's coffee. I know. Cool, right? And Oscar-winning actress Halle Berry is advocating for greater awareness and discussion on menopause.
I also said, this is the problem. He was afraid to say it because he said, if I say this, you know, women are going to punch me in the, like, they, women don't want to hear that they're in menopause. And I said, but you're a healthcare practitioner. You have to talk to us about this. And that made me realize, as women, we have to make it okay. So how do we make it okay? We say the word. We say, I'm in menopause. Mm-hmm. That's okay. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a normal stage of life. It's what we're going through. Don't make it, it's not a disease. Don't make it a negative. Yeah.
Thank you, Halle Berry. And I got a dirt alert. So Taylor Swift put out that Kim Kardashian diss track called Thank You, Amy, where the K and the I and the M were capitalized. And she did it to target Kanye West. Well, now it's called Thank You, Amy, but it's the Y and the E that are capitalized. I love it. And speaking of Kim Kardashian, on The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon, she has actually revealed that her kids, even though she's single, her kids are actively trying to set her up with potential partners.
They make lists. My Saint wants me to be with, like, any basketball player or soccer player. And I'm like, if you only knew. And then, like, some of my kids want me to be with streamers. Like, they have lists, and they try to sneakily set me up, and I'm like, guys, yeah. this just isn't yeah, what like, I want right now.
Yeah, yeah. Three husbands, four kids. I'm thinking she's like, yeah, no. I'm good. Thanks so much. That's it. That's the Daily Dust, complete with a Kardashian alert and more here on Morning Go and B104.3. And it's brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance.